How to match a tie with a dress shirt and suit. When it comes to dressing for more upscale events, women have far more style decisions to make than men. We know we'll be donning some version of a dress shirt and suit, but when it comes to adding the finishing touch, the tie, you know, most of us, it becomes a bit confusing. We find that, you know, this cherry on top is something that escapes us. The biggest mistake I see men making when they try to match their neckwear with their clothing is that they have bought the wrong tie for the clothing in their wardrobe. So yes, you know, at this point you may be listening to this and trying to, you know, desperately match something. And I'm unfortunately here to tell you that the real solution for this problem happens when you're putting your wardrobe together and when you're actually buying it. But that being said, I understand sometimes we're trying to take, you know, a square peg into a round hole and it's just not going to work. But remember that you always want to match your tie to your clothing, not your clothing to your tie. The point is, don't buy a tie just because it looks great. Instead, buy neckwear that's the right proportion for your body and is of a color and pattern that works well with your shirt and suits. Because at the end of the day, coordinating your tie, dress shirt, and suit, it's not rocket science. All it requires is a basic understanding of proportion, pattern, and color, which can be used to build an interchangeable wardrobe. I've talked about this before, but always start with easy-to-match shirts and suits. Then add a range of flexible neckties that accent and enhance the outfits that you put together. By sticking with, for every suit, 3 shirts, 3 ties, and making sure that they all work together, by following this simple formula, you're going to have a wide range of clothing, and you're going to make whenever you're putting all this together so much easier. So principles on matching. First, let's talk about the necktie. The thing that most men never think about is necktie proportion. And this is important because you've got to have the right size necktie for who you are and your body size and everything. So a petite gentleman, he wants a tie that's a little bit smaller, that isn't going to be going down to his knees, that when the width of it is going to be probably at least under 3.5 inches. While a larger man wants the complete opposite. He wants the longest tie he can find, and there are companies out there that sell longer ties, and he's going to want one that's a little bit bigger in width. And what this is going to do is it's going to make us look normal. It's going to be proportional. And this is important. In the article, actually, I show you a trick. Whenever you're looking at a necktie, use a dollar to measure the widest point. And a dollar is about 6 inches in length. And what you can do is from that, you can immediately see, okay, is this about, you know, is this just more than half the length of a dollar? Okay, this is about perfect. Now, if you're a smaller man, you want it to be at closer to that 3-inch mark, so the exact, you know, half. And if you're a larger man, you want it to be well over more than the 3.5, so maybe 3.75 if you can find it. Necktie color. There is not a perfect answer to which color goes best with any given outfit. It's a matter of taste. 2 factors, though, that determine the right color for a man include the message he's trying to signal and the color combination that works best with the natural colors of his complexion. So for a muted but more sophisticated look, consider pairing a semi-solid and lightly patterned blue and green ties with cool blue-colored clothing. And the reason you want to do this is once you start going with brighter neckties like oranges, reds, anything in the brighter browns with more white or light colors in them, those are naturally going to draw more attention to your chest. So kind of like a robin or another animal which is trying to draw attention to itself with those bright colors, that's what you do when you wear one of those neckties. Again, it matters what your intentions are. As far as what colors work well with a man's particular features, you're going to want to mimic your natural contrast levels. Men with light-colored hair and fair skin have low contrast and should stick with pastel and monochromatic color combinations. And when I say monochromatic, I don't mean, you know, the Regis Philbin type of monochromatic. not that close. But you can go with complementary colors, colors that are close to each other. So, you know, mixing blues with purples, it's perfectly fine. And yet it doesn't have that jarring contrast that if you bring in, let's say, a red on a white. Men with dark hair and light skin, though, that are high contrast, they will look best when selecting color combinations which have clearly defined lines between them. So in this case, they can go with more stark contrasts. What about how the colors within a necktie work with each other? Multicolored neckties fall into two categories: ties whose colors complement one another and ties whose colors do not. Because the tie designer manufacturer did not create the tie with a discerning eye. So really it comes down to you either purchase ties that look great, and I, you know, over at Real Men Real Style, I link you to a couple companies who I think they do a great job of selecting neckties, and the fabrics that they make the neckties from are colors that work well. And then there are novelty ties. There are ties out there that are just so hideous, it doesn't matter what you put them on, you know, you need to just get rid of those things. The key to wearing patterned neckwear is to first ensure that the tie's own colors do not clash, and second, that the tie's patterns do not conflict with any pattern in your shirt or suit. So when combining a patterned tie and a shirt and suit ensemble, ensure that the pattern is not already present in the clothing. A thin striped shirt should not be combined with a thin striped tie. However, that same thin striped shirt will work well with a polka dot, solid, or even thick regimental striped tie, as the patterns are not similar. Now, if you're new to combining necktie patterns, the easiest way to add neckwear with complex patterns is to ensure that your suit and shirt are patternless. I've talked about this before, so I'm not going to get into it too deep, but that is the best advice I can give. Another thing to look at is to start with ties that really aren't, they use patterns and colors that aren't going to be found in shirts or suits very often. So things like polka dots, paisley, follard, all of these club or sport ties, they've got patterns and they've usually got colors which are just going to be too vibrant, too bright, and really uncommon, and you're just not going to see them in shirts and suits. And so you can rest assured that they're going to be different than any shirt or suit that you look to pair them with. So quickly, let's talk about matching a tie with the dress shirt. The dress shirt is the first garment you should ensure matches your tie. Next to the jacket, it is the most important clothing accessory and determine what tie color and pattern you can wear. However, unlike the jacket, which you can peel off, the shirt stays on all day. So without a jacket, the dress shirt is the only surface upon which the tie sits. And if there is a color clash, it's going to be impossible to hide, so you need to get it right. Starting off, the easiest shirts to match are solids. Whites, they're beautiful because they offer a neutral base. Lighter blues are close, and a few colors that would, you know, there aren't really many ties that are going to clash with these simple shirts. Now, all of a sudden, once you start getting the off-whites and pastel colors, it's still pretty easy, but you do need to be careful. As for striped shirts, again, you're going to want to avoid matching similarly striped or sized striped patterns in your tie. If there's any doubt that the shirt and stripe are too close, then go ahead and move on and select another tie. With check fabrics, look to match the casualness of the pattern in the shirt with a tie that is a little bit more playful in tone. So you could go with any of the club or paisley ties, they all work, but also consider something like a solid wool knitted tie that has a square end. This is a more casual tie and is going to work well with that type of a shirt pattern. The suit. Matching the tie with the suit. Dark, solid colored suits, especially gray and navy, will go well with most tie color combinations by default. They're the easiest to match. I've hit on this. Okay, so the exception to this is when you take dark ties with blue tints and try to wear them with dark gray or black suits. Although it can be done, the blue tinted ties, they rarely complement these dark suits as well as they would actually complement a navy. So be pay attention to that. It's something that you've almost got to look at the tie and the suit in color combination, but it's something that you should visually be able to pick up. And if you can't, again, fall back to working with a trusted clothier who can help you see this small differentiation. If you're looking to draw attention to yourself while wearing a dark suit, that's when you want to select a bold or rich colored necktie with a small repeating pattern. A solid tie is another option, but when it's woven from a bright hue, it can be almost too bright and come off as informal. So be aware of that. I mean, there is a difference between a red tie and a bright red tie. One is can work in pretty much formal interviews. The other one just comes off as being almost clownish. Light colored suits, they invite darker colored ties. So this is a great place to match and to have the tie stand out, because like a bright colored tie stands out from a dark colored suit, so a lighter colored suit is going to have a dark colored or a brightly colored tie really stand out. Although I think brightly colored ties mixed with light colored suits, it just never comes off well. Instead, go for something that's still going to have a strong contrast to it, but it's going to be infinitely more classic. Talking about striped suits, they fall under the same rule mentioned previously. Do not mix clothing with the same size patterns. Also, if you're wearing a pinstripe suit with a thick butcher stripe shirt, I would advise just go. Don't even try to mix it with another striped piece of clothing. So instead, look at ties that use, you know, dots or paisley or, you know, repeating small patterns. Sports jackets and blazers, matching these with ties. Similar to a suit, blazers call for more formal ties and are traditionally paired with stripe or club ties. Makes a lot of sense. Usually blazers, we see them in club or nautical or formal environments, because technically a blazer is right underneath the level of a suit. Now, sports jackets, on the other hand, they're more informal and they come in brighter colors, wider ranges of patterns. These, you definitely want to make sure that the tie isn't too closely, you know, especially if it's going to be a plaid tie or something with a pattern, that it isn't as busy. So if what I'm meaning here, look at a houndstooth sports jacket. That's a pretty busy fabric. You want to go with a tie that is more subtle. This would be a great place for a dark blue solid tie. And it's going to work well with the brown in the, you know, if you chose a brown color. And at the same time, it's not going to try to compete with the jacket, which is already drawing attention to itself. Another thing is look at texture. Consider matching smooth silk ties with rougher weave jackets. However, if you've got a smoother jacket, consider a rougher weave tie, such as a wool tie. Quickly, I'm going to hit on necktie length. Most ties, they fall between 53 and 58 inches in length. The average man, this is perfect. However, if you're 6 foot plus, you're going to want to be looking at ties that are longer than 58 inches. And if you're short, look at ties that are shorter or smaller than 54 inches. Now, for the big guys, you can actually find places online which sell ties specifically for your needs. For the smaller man, it's actually a little bit harder. And you're going to want to make, if you can find specialty shops, that's great. But otherwise, consider looking to eBay or looking at vintage ties. Ties used to be made smaller than they are today. So even if you can pick up a tie that's, let's say, 30 or 40 years old, but still in great shape, which, believe it or not, they will, there you can easily find ties in the 40 to 50 year old range that are in great shape. You're going to find these ties not only going to be classic, but they're going to be a better size for you. Wearing a vest with a tie. A vest will conceal about 75% of a tie, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Wearing a vest actually, it enables a conservative gentleman the opportunity to wear a more brightly colored tie without overwhelming his outfit. Because think about it, you're covering up 3/4 of the tie, so what you're showing up there can be like a bright amount of color. And this is I think this is a great trick for being able to bring in a brighter color, something that really stands out and helps frame the face. It's like this little pinch of color right there under your neck. In addition, if you're going to be wearing the vest without a suit, the monochromatic look looks great. And again, it can really help bring in a dash of color. Or if the vest is a contrasting vest, that's when you would want to go definitely for something that's a bit more muted and bring the whole outfit back down to earth. I touched on it briefly but quickly, wool and woven ties. These are non-silk ties that are usually use a thicker yarn, and they are more casual by their very nature. And you're going to see them where they use very thick weaves, and they almost look like you can see, you can almost see through them. And then there are going to be other ones that look like they're made from, you know, almost like a tweed fabric, or a very, very thick, and they have a napped surface to them. Either of these, again, are going to be, they're going to be casual, but I think they're great options. Again, going with jackets that maybe have a little bit of a super worsted wool finish, and you mix in one of these, it really brings down the level of formality and can just creates a really nice feel, especially when you match them with a semi-solid or check shirt. In conclusion, remember that mixing color and patterns is both an art and a science. So although I've laid out guidelines, these by no means should limit you. It should become something fun, something that you enjoy, and something that whenever you put yourself together, you know that it's actually just enhancing the way you look, and it's going to be one small detail. But those little details matter. That's going to enable you to stand out just a bit and to show that you should be taken seriously. All right, this has been Antonio Centeno, and this summarizes this section on wearing and matching a tie with a suit. I'll see you in the next section.